USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump on Monday expressed respect for the service of Senator John McCain, who died Saturday and then signed a proclamation to fly the flag at half-staff. Today, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also took to the Senate floor to remember McCain.
We suspected for some time that we'd bid farewell to our colleague, the senior senator from Arizona, John McCain. John took full advantage of the months since his diagnosis. His hard work continued, but happy reminiscing, fond farewells, final reflections, and time with family actually came to the fore.
President Trump announced a trade understanding with Mexico that could lead to the overhaul of NAFTA. The president also wants to get rid of the name NAFTA. The trade understanding with Mexico does open the door for more negotiations on trade with Canada. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has increased slightly to $2.82 a gallon as some motorists prepare for the upcoming Labor Day holiday. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
We spoke to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com about the slight increase in gasoline prices.
This year, the national average will be about $2.82 a gallon on Labor Day. But keep in mind, last year, Hurricane Harvey was causing the national average to surge.
Hawaii continues to have the highest price gasoline at $3.71 a gallon, followed by California at $3.59. The lowest prices were found in South Carolina at $2.51, followed by Mississippi at $2.52 a gallon.
The latest round of U.S. sanctions against Russia went into effect today for its alleged role in the use of a chemical weapon to poison a former Russian spy. Moscow, however, has reportedly slammed the latest round of economic sanctions, calling them unacceptable, and the Russian government has reportedly denied any involvement in the poisoning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The gunman who opened fire on a Madden NFL 19 tournament in Jacksonville, Florida on Sunday was hospitalized previously for a mental illness, according to court records. Police said today at a press conference that he did obtain the gun legally within this past month. Tony Montagnino was on ABC's Good Morning America, and he describes his first reaction to the shooting and hearing the shots.
My first reaction, I heard the shots, and I thought, why is there firecrackers in here? And then I actually got hit, and you know, I'd never been shot before, so I didn't know what to think. And then I turned around and actually, you know, saw the flashes from the gun, and at that point it just went into, you know, survival mode, and I just wanted to make sure I was out of there.
Montagnino was also asked if he saw the shooter.
I saw his silhouette. I could see his hair, but his face, he was holding the gun up, and the flashes were kind of covering his face, because he was just letting them rip. And then, again, once I saw the flashes, I didn't want to stick around to try to ID him.
Montagnino also describes how his friend is doing and how tight-knit he considers the gaming community.
Everybody there I knew and I would consider friends. I feel like I was a lucky one. You know, there's two guys, and, you know, I'm never going to get to shake their hand at a tournament again. You know, and I'm in a hospital room next to my buddy who's, you know, he's got two bullets in his chest, and they said they're probably never going to be able to get him out again.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.